Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. When you hear this radio show, I'll be on my farm in Illinois, and I'm hoping we can get started planting corn. However, we've had so much rain this last week, planting is probably unlikely. I want to talk about pigs today. Pork farmers throughout the United States were shocked in 2018 when California voters passed a Proposition 12. That proposition dictates to California pork producers how to produce their pork, pen size for sows, and how they are cared for. It's going to cost farmers millions of dollars. But that California law will create huge supply shortages of pork because other states supply most of the pork eaten in California, and for them to sell in California, they'll be required to meet the standards of the California law. Now, that law passed in 2018 has been tied up in the courts, finally scheduled to go now to the Supreme Court. U.S. pork industry is hoping that that outrageous law will be struck down. Nowhere does the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution allow a state to restrain trade between states unless it's a health or safety problem. The critics that want to dictate to farmers how to care for their pigs don't know very much about farming. They're also dictating to chicken farmers. The law requires that chickens must be cage-free, and it's hard to imagine the trade restrictions states could place on other states if Proposition 12 is allowed to stand. It won't be just pork or chickens. It could be anything that could close the door on our traditional free trade between states. So let's hope that the Supreme Court fixes this. The pork producers were in town last week, and they have other concerns. Under President Obama, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, trade agreement was written. But when President Trump came into office, he pulled U.S. out of the deal, and that move has been very costly to our pork industry. The member countries that are in TPP have a big tariff advantage over us because we're not a member. And President Biden needs to get our TPP membership back for us. The National Pork Producers Council says membership could be, and I quote, the biggest commercial opportunity ever for U.S. pork producers, end of quote. Okay, some exciting news now. EPA will lift the summer restrictions on the sale of E15 biofuels. More on that next week. And I am John Block from Washington.